It was one of the most frightening nights of my life. I was about 12 years old, and my dad gave me 15 cents to go to the local theater to see a movie. By the way, that was 10 cents to get in and 5 cents for a sack of popcorn. I discovered when I got to the theater that the usual cowboy show was not playing. The owner of the theater had brought in a movie called Frankenstein. I had no idea what it was about, but I went in. The show began in an old castle on a very stormy night. In the tower of the castle, on a strange-looking platform, lay a huge monster. He had 2 bolts sticking out of his neck and size 40 boots. A doctor was shooting thousands of volts of electricity into the monster trying to bring him to life. And all of a sudden, a fiery bolt of lightning and a thunderclap that shook the whole theater shot from a machine. And the monster moved its arm and opened its eyes. Man, did I jump, along with everyone else sitting around me. And for the next hour or so, I sat there terrified. This thing had been brought to life. Naturally, as I look back on it, it was nothing but a silly story that couldn't have happened, because man cannot give life to anything. All the lightning in the world couldn't do that. Only God can produce life. Only God can overcome death. This teaching is called the doctrine of regeneration. It happens when God gives us his divine nature and we're born again. Through the new birth, God gives us a new life, his life. Anyone who wants to enter heaven must experience this new birth, because Jesus said, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. But how does this happen? The Bible says, when we receive Christ into our lives, we are born not of blood, that is, you can't inherit it from your parents, and not of the will of the flesh, someone else can't do it for you, but we are born of God. If God gave you physical life, he can give you spiritual life. Friend, I hope you'll pause today and thank God, not only for the gift of life he's given you, but also for the new life he has given, for you to enjoy with him for all of eternity. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Iams.